Blog Talk Radio.
This is Journey of the Light. This is a show you can come to relax. Peace, love, and light. We're here every night for you, a place to go to get away from your daily troubles, because, you know, we all need that. Something that you can get away from your daily troubles and find some peace, because we all need that. If you all have a white candle or any candle you might have, if you would please light the candle. Father, Mother, God, we ask you to come to our show tonight. Surround the show with your white light. Surround all the people here tonight with your white light.
It is 5 years ago, my ex-husband now killed our son. I'm trying to come off all of medication and come out of this fog, this emotional numbness, and I'm really having a hard time not reaching for a bottle.
But I'm feeling regret about things that I really couldn't control. My kids that were given up for adoption.
I just lost my mom. I cried every day.
My life turned upside down. I lost my job.
Something out of it, but think of all the other people that come, especially people that are dealing with problems, with needing healing, and that's why people come to Journey in the Light. And your love and your open-mindedness and non-judgment, I think that's what the show is all about. We have psychic medium Michelle Whitedub.
I do your show and obviously particular shows, and I have to feel an affinity. I have to feel that that person's in their integrity, that we're somewhat on the same page, you know, going for the same goal. And I really feel that way with you.
Lots of love and lots of thanks, and lots of thanks, Michael. I hear your
voice. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
I definitely feel, you know, you are strong enough to weather this.
And now, welcome to Journey into the Light with your host, Michael Long.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
coming from no prophet, just an ordinary man. But when I close my eyes, I see the way this world shall make when we all can and hate. Words that he said when they're shared.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. She goes left and you stay right. Swing the lines, share the blame. You begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness that I put out to eat her you all night. And I know how to save a life. Let him know what you know best, 'cause after all you do know best. Try to slip past his defense without granting innocence. Lay down a list of what is wrong, things you told him all along. Pray to God he hears you, and pray to God he hears you.
Show 5 years, boy, come a long way. And I think in the second show that will be starting at 10 o'clock Eastern, when I'll have two of my dear friends who were a big part of this show, starting this show in the early years, are going to be my guest, and we'll kind of reminisce more then, I think. Coming on then at 10 o'clock Eastern will be Jenny Davis, who you guys know in the chat rooms as Satori, and Dionysus will be here, and they'll be taking your calls too for readings, and we'll reminisce, and we'll talk about some of the things, and I'll be talking about some of the things. So stay with me, if you would, and we'll go up till 11 o'clock, and then we'll go ahead and release everybody. tonight here on the very first show, our psychic roundtable. So it's going to be a psychic roundtable of Vincent Pace, who you guys all know and love, been on the show for almost a year. Next month will be a year that Vincent came on. He came on in May, very well known week in May, because it was 1 week before my life would change, where most of you guys know, in May 20th last year, our town in Moore, Oklahoma, got hit by a huge F5 tornado. And, it hit our house, it destroyed our neighborhood, just four or five houses from our house were just demolished. Thank God, our house, it was damaged, you know, bad enough where we had to move, but at the time the tornado hit, my mother-in-law happened to be left in the house because when, I'm digressing here pretty far, didn't mean to do this, but when Spirit had it for me to take my wife out for a doctor's appointment, I mean, there wasn't a storm in sight. And, you know, it's like, okay, we'll be back here in an hour or two. And then, like Oklahoma Spring is, a thunderstorm can quickly turn into a mass tornado. Anyway, a week after Vincent came on, my life changed. This show, except for the weekly shows I did with Vincent, the show became pretty much not on the air. And but I learned a lot. I learned a ton, and this show has so much changed for the better. I think I definitely have changed for the better since then. And I know I am definitely more open. The guest I have on, I only want my guests who are authentic, that are open, that are honest, that are... And that's where Vincent Pace is. Vincent Pace is an extraordinary psychic medium and connects with the spirit world and is so authentic. See, that's the thing that I try to educate the people on is not if you're getting the reading you wanted. Like, I want them to say this to me. But is it true? Is it really connecting with spirit? Or is it just a fishing expedition? You tell these psychics something, and they tell you things back that you already have told them. And that happens a lot of times, folks. And Vincent, more times than not, will say, his words are so prophetic, so profound. He says, can I just jump in? But you don't even have to say anything. And that is an authentic psychic medium for you. You don't need to say anything. And And I remember in the early days of the John Edwards videos and things, shows, you know, he did a lot of that, which I greatly admire. James von Prague did a lot of that. I'm digressing a lot. I'll be staying on course more here. So Vincent Pace is here, and Guy Isabel is also here. Guy Isabel has been on Journey of Light for about a month now and doing extraordinary shows on Sundays. He is also a fellow Canadian with Vincent, and Guy gets his readings with automatic writing. So when you ask your question, he'll ask Spirit for what they get, and he starts writing, Spirit talks to him through his hands, through his pen, and gives you what he gets, and is another very authentic psychic medium for sure. And I'm glad he is aboard here tonight. And Joshua John, who was scheduled to come on, is unable to come on. He is, if you are hooked up with his Facebook, he is moving. So that couldn't be helped. And I wish him well, and I'm sure we'll have him back on. It's you know, when you do these psychic roundtables, three is kind of difficult because it's hard to get, you know, enough people in to do readings. So we want to, you know, reach as many as possible, of course. So the way the show is going to work, you call in and 347-884-8245 and ask your question. You know, put in one question, and they will take turns. Vincent and Guy will take turns giving you their reading on your question. Each psychic will get about 5 minutes each, which is you know, really a great reading, and that's how the show will go tonight. Okay, so dial on in the number 347-884-8245. And we will be going to your calls. And then, as I said in the second show, Jenny Satori and Dionysus will be here for the second show. So there you go. I think I've said, okay, let me just say my quick announcements here. And so if you're new to the show, please follow the show. Click on the follow button. We have great followers. We have the most followers of any spiritual show, and I'm glad that you guys are part of this. You'll get an email from Blog Talk telling you when my shows are and who my guests are. Also, join my Facebook if you haven't already. My Facebook link is on the front page. Send me a friend request. I post all my show information there because, if you're new to the show, this show has been on the air 5 years nightly. We're on the sheer, you know, on the air nightly. Boy, will my voice hold out for this? I don't know. I think it will. And you get updates. I post all my guest information there on my Facebook. And a lot of other great stuff I think you'll like. So send me a friend request. And like the fan page, guys. Invite your friends to like the fan page. The fan page is very easy. Journey into the Light on Facebook. Couldn't be any easier. So there you go. Click on all the dots there. And there you go. I want to say a quick shout out to the people already in the chat room. A big hello to Brian, Cat Love, Danny, our movie critic. Danny, I'm going to be seeing probably that movie tomorrow that everybody is out there talking about. Because I don't butcher the name. Heaven is for Real. that waited months for seeing that and very excited. Kimmy from Kimberly. We have two Kimmys in the house. Kimberly from Disney World, Mickey Mouse, actually posted on Facebook a picture she posted, and I copied it to show everybody. When I say Kimmy from Mickey Mouse, they know what I'm talking about now. Kimmy's Universe was the very first host in my chat room that really helped get this show off the ground more than just a, a hobby. When we started doing nightly shows, and Kimmy was here for me, was a big supporter, in the early years, let me just say, there was a lot of troublemakers, and it took a while to get the show off the ground, and we went through many obstacles, but many great things happened, and we met many great people, and when I think of Kimmy, I think of one of the great people that we met was Shaman John, that really taught us a lot in the very short time he was in our lives. And Shaman John has passed, but not forgotten. Anyway, a lot of great people that we have met. And Sandra is here in the chat room. Sandra, thank you, and thank Brian for helping me out in the chat room now, and I really appreciate that, guys. So a lot of people are on the phones here, and we'll get to the phones here and bring my guest on here in half a second, so call in, and if anybody wants to donate to the show, we'll bring you up first if you want to help out the show, help us continue on another 5 years. This would be a great night to do it, to support the show on the fifth year anniversary. And you can do that live or archive if you're listening to the show archive and you've listened to this show before and you love the show, support the show. You know, that's our biggest obstacle. In the 5 years I've been doing this, it's not the troublemakers or getting the right guest. It is continuing the show, because running the show, there's a whole bunch of cost in it. Even just hosting the show on Blog Talk is not free. And this is my full-time mission. This is my full-time work. There's no way I could have run this many shows this long and every night without doing this as my full-time job, and getting all the different guests. Oh my goodness, all the different guests I've had on this show for 5 years. So please support the show. It's very easy to do, and it's, like I said, it'll be a great time to do it. Just go to the website journeyintothelight.org. Journeyintothelight.org is the address to go to. Click on the PayPal button. And just click on the donate and donate which you can. Would be great, and very thankful to support the show. But there you go. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and bring in my guest here for this show. So I'm just going to bring them both on, and let's welcome to the show. Well, hang on just a second, everybody, as get my switchboard worked out here in half a second, and we'll be ready to go here. So dial on in the number 347-884-8245 is the number to call in. And here we go. Let's welcome to the show. This is Vincent Pace and Guy Isabel to the show. Welcome, guys.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
Good evening. Good evening, Michaels, and good evening to everyone.
All right. There we go.
I like the effect.
Wow. I think we feel honored to be on this show after 5 years, to celebrate
Absolutely.
Your 5 years.
For sure. And happy anniversary
you, Michael.
There, Michael.
Yes.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you, guys.
Happy anniversary.
It's quite
Thank
the
you, guys. Thank you. You guys are too nice. but you guys are great guests to compliment the show on, you know, 5 years. I thought, you know, 5 years, it's quite a feat, quite a moment. And, you know, let's bring on, you know, and a couple of, you know, amazing psychic mediums. And it just turned out. You're both from Canada. How about that?
Oh, I think we love it.
We Canadians, we just get under your skin, don't we?
Yeah, you guys are that darn
your
hockey.
Neighbor. Your neighbor.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you guys are close together, aren't you?
Not very far.
Yeah,
you know,
not very far. Yeah, and you know, it's about 300 to 500 miles, perhaps.
Yeah,
300?
That's about it.
Yeah.
But you're both close to the border, right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Not that far. Toronto's about an hour and a half away from Buffalo. Buffalo.
Yeah, that's about it on our side. Yeah. Montreal is an hour from the border.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So do you guys, I never asked this question before, but do you guys travel across the border very often? Or?
Yeah, on a regular basis, I would say, especially in the summertime for vacation at the beach.
Right.
When we go to the beach.
Right.
You know, with the family, we go to Maine on the beaches. Very, very beautiful beaches, by the way. You know, those are nice and family places to go. Yeah.
Yes, Guy, you're quite fortunate that you've been able to get onto a vacation. you're blessed. We've not had an opportunity to get away. We'd like to. We were just talking about that we'd like to use our passports. Because we haven't used them in a long time.
That's right.
Yeah. So we've not had a chance to come down south to the States just yet.
You will, and that time will be a celebration for you guys.
Absolutely, isn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
Be great. I mean, with a 6-year-old, he just turned 6. You know, sometimes you want to choose your trips wisely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
So
your patience runs out very, very quickly.
Oh, no kidding! You're right.
Yeah.
So is that what you guys need? You need a passport to come across the border and stay a while, or?
Now we need a passport.
That's right.
A passport to cross the border. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before
we didn't. I remember going into Buffalo many times just with a birth certificate.
Right.
Crossing the border just with a birth certificate.
Yeah, I remember those days too, Vince.
Yeah, but that's changed. We definitely need a passport.
Ever since 9/11, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the only other country I've been is down south in Mexico, and there you just show a driver's license and you're across, but...
You're kidding.
And that was many years ago. I don't think I'd want to cross
wow,
now.
Yeah.
Might get shot.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just talking about the tourist towns right over the border. I mean, they're
right.
Very... very bad situations right now. So,
they're hostile,
yeah,
are
that's
they?
Right.
Oh, yeah. When my wife and I did this, this was probably 1990, so things weren't nearly as bad, and we crossed over, we did some shopping, we did some walking, and now they said, you know, that would be very well, frowned upon. You're likely to get shot or kidnapped or something. So.
Oh, goodness, you don't want that, right?
No.
There's the safe. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, don't even be kidnapped.
Yeah, it keeps you away from very good opportunities and having to see some nice place around. And just because of those situations,
right.
You know, it's difficult to travel.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I'd say.
But if a person crossed north into Canada, like went into Toronto or Montreal, I don't think you would find that. I think you'd be safe, right?
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
you'd be safe.
You'd be safe. I'm not suggesting that, you know, there's not going to be crime and or, but not to that extent. We don't
exactly,
experience that kind of abrasive crime.
Yeah.
Although there, I'm not going to create illusion for you. There is crime here.
Yeah, well, I figured.
So there are places you don't want to go at some time of the day or the night.
That's correct.
Say.
Yeah, and if you ever get a chance, Michael, Montreal is an absolutely beautiful city, and it's got a lot of history. And my wife and I, we've been a few times without our son, and there's wonderful architecture, there's wonderful history of Catholicism and churches and so on. It's a wonderful, wonderful old city to be in. I mean, I enjoy Toronto as well. Don't get me wrong.
No. You're right. You're right, Vincent. You're right.
Yeah.
And you know the brother André, Saint André brother.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
From
he turned saint not so long ago, and
That's right.
Is the oratory in Montreal, which is a spiritual destination worldwide.
That's
so we
right.
have a lot of tourism there. A lot of tourism going to see that big church that was built by Brother André.
André,
beginning of the century. That's a very, very good destination. A very nice, nice building.
Yeah,
a lot of good things there.
It's
miracles
a must if you go.
There.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say it's a must if you go to Montreal. It's an absolute must.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Beautiful old European type city.
That's right.
It's got an old soul, Michael.
Yes.
You're right, Vince.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like an old soul sometimes. Especially more and more.
Let's put it that way. That's what it is.
Yeah, not in a good way. Is that what you're saying, Michael?
sometimes. No.
Yeah.
I guess we should get on with the show.
that's
we're 40
here
minutes
for?
Into
okay.
the show. So what we're going to do, folks, is take your calls and, and if you're in the chat room, let me know your area codes. I try to work in the chat room people in early and, also, if you want to go to the website, as I said before, and help support the show, we'll bring you up first. It's going to be an amazing reading from both of my guests. The website is journeyintothelight.org is where you go. So that's what we're going to do, folks. So without further ado, let's bring in our first caller who called in. He's actually been on hold 54 minutes, so wow, thanks for your patience. Quite a few of you guys have been on hold 50 minutes, I see. So let's bring in area code 210. Can you give us your first name and where you're calling from first?
First name is Doyle, and I'm calling from Texas, sir.
Your first name is what, Doyle?
Dora.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And your question is?
Do you have any messages from the other side for me today?
Hi, Dora. Absolutely not. I got nothing. No, I'm joking. All right, so Dora, can I just jump in for you? Yes?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So firstly, Dora, I need to acknowledge a gentleman, and he mentioned that he would have smoked a lot, and he tells me that he would have had a lot of constriction in his throat before he left. He does tell me that he had some coronary difficulty, but that's not why he goes into the spirit world. I feel my lungs are full of fluid, and it feels as if it's very difficult for me to breathe. He shows me 1, 2, 3. He's highlighting 3 children that he wants to acknowledge. He does tell me that there is an O-sounding name, and I can't get the name. I can just tell you there's an O-sounding name. There's also an M-sounding name that he wants to acknowledge. He's telling me, Dora, that there's also a birthday that he wishes to acknowledge that is coming up. There is also a T-sounding name, T-sounding. Do you understand so far what I'm bringing to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good, perfect. Let me go on. Okay, so I also need to acknowledge, this. There's another gentleman that tells me that he links to you through marriage. He's twirling my married ring. So he tells me, there is a J-sounding name. There is a J-sounding name that I need to acknowledge. He's telling me he wants to acknowledge 5 children. This feels like a father-in-law, and he wants to acknowledge 5 children. He tells me one of his children is there in the spirit world with him. Okay, slow down. There's a lady here that I also need to acknowledge, and I want to suggest that this lady feels as if she would have had a lot of trouble in the lower extremities. My back is hurting. I feel as if my uterus, there's something to do with the uterus and or some form of operation that was done in that area that would cost her a lot of pain. And I also feel like there is the name Mary being screamed at me that I want to acknowledge. This lady also tells me that she's linking to you on your mom's side, by the way. She links to you on your mom's side. And I feel as if she's acknowledging pictures that you have, and I feel as if she's pointing specifically to a 5x8 type picture, but I feel like you've got her picture in a small picture frame that she's highlighting. And she says that this particular picture frame is either on a dresser in your bedroom that's what it feels like, a dresser in your bedroom. She also tells me that there must be a necklace that would have belonged to her that you are now, it is now in your possession. This is what she's telling me. And I also need to acknowledge, she tells me she's got her sister there. This feels like a mother energy to you, and I want to acknowledge that relationship. She's showing me also the month of January as a significance. And I'm also being pulled to the month of October as another significance. These feel like birthdays, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Now, Dora, there is a B-sounding name also that I need to acknowledge that is being presented to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a B, like Bob. Bob. Say that again.
I said I have no idea what the B
okay,
sounds.
Let me keep getting information for you, and we'll place
okay.
This gentleman for you. There is the name Bob that I need to acknowledge. It is a B-sounding name. It sounds like Bob. It could be something else. But there's definitely a B that goes with this. And he's pointing also, he's pointing to his left leg. And I feel like this gentleman would have had a lot of trouble with his left leg. There's a W-sounding name. He might have gone with Will or William as well. Will or William, Will or William, Will or William. There is this name as well that's being thrown at me. There's a birthday in the month of March that he's presenting as well.
Oh, it's my It's my Uncle Robert. His name is Robert.
Okay.
But they used to call him Bob.
There's Bob. Okay. And that's what we're talking about. Okay. So I also feel as if I'm acknowledging a sister energy, and I feel like the energy is I feel like the sister belongs to you. I need to acknowledge this energy, a sister, to you. I also feel like there is the name Jim as well that I need to acknowledge. And I feel like, you know, the gentleman that I presented at the very beginning who said that they would have smoked a lot? I feel like I want to acknowledge him again. And I also feel as if with this gentleman, I feel, whether it's him or not, but I feel as if there's I'm hearing a very high-pitched whistling sound, and that usually is the indication of a hearing aid. So, again, whether it's him or someone else that links to him, but someone would have worn a hearing aid. Because I could feel that, you know, that whistling kind of sound that would happen with a hearing aid. And I feel as if I feel it's on my right ear. Yeah. Dora, there must be concern for you in terms of finances, because that's what's being presented immediately. I would tell you to take a deep breath and not to concern yourself too much, because I feel like about 4 weeks, I'd say, things start to straighten out for you in terms of finances. In terms of finances. I need to also acknowledge, there's someone else. I'm not sure whether they link to you or to your husband, but there's a gentleman saying that he would have fought in the Second World War. He's telling me that he would have been a very young man, and he would have also been decorated. But he links on the father's side, and he tells me that he wore his stripes proudly, is what he tells me. There's got to be another link to another gentleman, that tells me he's got his name on the wall. And when I see that, this would say to me, it's either got to be Korea or Vietnam. He would have lost his life in Vietnam. This is another person, by the way. Okay, so the first soldier was Second World War. And I feel like he's very young when he participated, and I feel as if he did survive the war, but he also had a lot of difficulty adjusting. There's another gentleman that tells me he would have fought in Vietnam, but lost his life in Vietnam. And again, I feel like they're on the father's side. Your father's side.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me?
Well, actually, my dad passed away in 07, so I really didn't know him that well, so I really don't know a lot of the family on that side, you know?
And that's interesting, because when we're not, when we haven't necessarily cultivated a big relationship with them, that side, they are the first one that come, because you represent their biology, you represent their DNA. And they're going to come to acknowledge you, and they're going to come to be acknowledged.
Mm-hmm.
There's also an F-sounding name. I can hear the music, but there's an F-sounding name that I need to acknowledge as well. And last thing I'll tell you. Sorry?
Frank.
That's what it sounded like a Francis. The last thing I would say to you is keep praying.
Okay.
Pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vincent. And let's see. Hold on here, caller, and let's see what Guy has for you. Guy, you're on.
Yes, thank you very much. Hi, Dara.
Yeah, I got something for you. And the message that I got that I channeled from the spiritual world is the following. So at a special event, you will present yourself very well, okay? And you will be noticed by a person, and that person will ask you or will tell you a message, a particular message, in order to ask you something about something about a person, a specific person that you could know. Okay, so you would be that person will ask you something about the person you could know, specific questions. They're not saying what it is exactly, but at that special event you will meet someone. And I got a message saying that you have a very, very nice soul. You're a beautiful soul, okay? You will be participating to an event, a special event, and that special event will put you on the shine, okay? You will be shining at that special event. Okay, so that's the message I got for you, okay? And you will meet a person there, so you will connect with the person.
Okay.
All right.
That's what I got for you.
Thank you, Guy.
Okay,
I hope you enjoyed the reading.
Yes, sir, I did. Thank you very much. May God bless you both.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you very much. And have a good evening, Dora.
You too.
Thank you there, Dora. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. All right. God bless. All right, what an amazing reading from some people are just joining us. I know how shows go. People kind of come in as the show continues. No one's here all at once. So my guests are, as you just heard, you get a reading from both Vincent Pace and Guy Isabel. Joshua John is moving, so he was unable to attend the show that was scheduled to have him in there, too. That's why it was posted that way. But you get a reading, as you just saw, from both of the amazing guests that I have on. So that's how it's going tonight. Dial in the number 347-884-8245. We have about a dozen people on hold right now, and you're welcome to call in. And if you want to support the show, A Journey into the Light, being this is the fifth year anniversary, a great time to do it, you can donate to the show, support the show, and you also will get up next, guaranteed to get a reading from both amazing psychic mediums. The website to go to is journeyintothelight.org, journeyintothelight.org. Click on the PayPal button. Again, it's not required, but I'm just suggesting, or if you want to just support the show, just for supporting it because it's the fifth year anniversary and you don't want a reading, you can still do that at the same site. Before we go to the next caller, I want to give an opportunity to my guests to let you guys know how to reach them for private sessions. So when you guys want to go ahead and start and give out your contact information, please.
Oh, sure. So you can reach us, Vincent Pace, at www.onelightguidesall-vpace.com, and there you will find, on the homepage, you will find a badge for Facebook. So go, please like us on Facebook or send us a friend request, and you'll also find our Twitter page, and you can follow us there and tweet us and all that. So once again, it's www.onelightguidesall-vpace.com.
Okay, and Guy?
Yes, I can be reached on my website, which is www.gisabelspiritualmedium.com. So Gisabel is G-I-S-A-B-E-L, spiritualmedium.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Best American Psychic with Shea Parker. Those are the places I can be reached at.
Okay, very good. And we'll give out the contact information later on in the show also. But you can reach both of them privately at their websites to get an amazing reading, which I would strongly support you guys doing that. So we're going to go on to our second call of the evening. And let's join in with... this is Miss Trent from the chat room. Welcome.
Hi. Happy anniversary,
hey.
Michael.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for saying that.
Okay, well, I'll try to be fast because I know there's a lot of people on hold.
Oh, you're fine. Okay.
I was going to ask about maybe like a life question, but I've been really feeling strong sense of spirit around me, so I think I'm going to ask maybe if you can pick up on like what the message is that the spirits are trying to tell me right now.
Hi, so is Trent your first name?
Yes, it is.
Okay, hi Trent.
Hi.
Okay, so first, I think it would be best if you... I'm going to rephrase your question. Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I think it would be best if you were to ask, how can I cultivate my mediumistic abilities to actually feel the spirit world clearer? Because really, that's the question that you need answered. So with things changing all the time in our universe, openings occur all the time. So it sounds as if you've had an opening. You had an opening of awareness. This usually indicates that your senses heighten. And as a result of your senses heightening, your entities will come into your frame of awareness. They'll come into your senses, and you'll be able to say, I'm feeling something. I'm just not sure what I'm feeling. So the more you fine-tune your ability to delineate what your body is actually sensing, then it will give you the answers that you are looking for in terms of who are these entities, what do they want, what are they speaking about, and so on and so forth. Now, usually entities will come around a lot in the evening, and those who are opening, such as yourself, they'll find that entities will come in the wee hours of the night as well, more than likely, because and it makes total sense that they would do this because the conscious mind is out of the way. So in other words, they're going to come and bother you when you sleep. So the conscious mind is out of the way, the defensive mind is out of the way, and in they come. And they're going to start to, you know, you'll feel them touching you, speaking to you, so on. But you have to also acknowledge, all right, Trent, that the soul, the intuitive self, also has an alarm system. So you have to trust that alarm system. What I mean is, you will know when you are in harm's way, and you will know that you are completely safe otherwise. Do you understand
right.
that? Okay, there is a birthday
oh, yeah.
coming up in the month of May that is being acknowledged, so I want to acknowledge that. Sorry, say
yes,
that again.
It's my birthday.
Yeah.
It's my birthday.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So I'm also acknowledging two other siblings that are linking to you. I need to acknowledge this. I also need to acknowledge there's something that is happening this month that is being demonstrated to me. It's either you're going to go to a birthday party or, yeah, that's what it feels like. There's a birthday party you're going to go to. Because I can hear the happy birthday. I can hear the song being sung. So I want to acknowledge that. And I also feel as if, Trent, there is this idea that when I lectured, I'm taking a break from lecturing at the moment, but there is this idea where the spirit world is inviting you, encouraging you not to look behind you. And that usually indicates that you are analyzing the past a lot within your psyche, within your mind. And the past, i.e., what I mean by this is you're second-guessing decisions. You're wondering about, if I had done this, or if I had chosen this, or if I had, you know, stayed with this person, if, you know, my life would be, ay, ay, ay. The idea that I want to convey to you is look in front of you so that you can see where you're going. Don't look behind you. You won't have direction if you are looking over your shoulder all the time. So direction is with eyes in front. There is a gentleman that I need to acknowledge, and he tells me that there are prayers going his way still. He tells me also that there is an L-sounding name that I need to acknowledge that links to this. And he also makes me feel as if he wants to acknowledge either two children or two grandchildren that are very important to him. There is also an S-sounding name that he's showing me. He's also making me feel as if there's this idea that you get your impatience from him. You get impatience from him. You get impatience from him. He's also referring to a car that was left in a will. Specifically, he tells me, I left the car. I left the car. So I want to acknowledge that. Do you understand what I'm suggesting to you so far?
Well, both of my kids' birthdays are coming up right after mine in June. I have two children, one of them whose name is Storm, starts with an S.
Oh, there's the S. Okay.
I'm not sure who left me a car, but gosh, I wish I knew because I need a car. So I'm not quite sure. I do have a friend who passed away and left me a camper, and that's
okay.
Out in the yard.
There's a will and testament before me, and I feel as if there are two names on top of this document, and I feel as if they're pointing to a page where they're saying the car is hers. The car is being left to you. They're pointing to their heart, and I feel as if the heart is the reason they go, meaning there must have been a heart attack. That's what it feels like. Heart attack, and boom, I go. I'm in the spirit world. They're acknowledging a brother, by the way. A brother energy.
Oh, yeah, I have a brother, but he's living.
Yes, 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 I know. But they're acknowledging your brother is what
good,
I'm telling.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're acknowledging your brother. Again, I need to remind you of what I mentioned, that there's a birthday this month that they're singing happy birthday about. This month.
Uh-huh.
Not in June.
Oh, this
month. Hmm. There is also a Margaret that I need to acknowledge. Somehow they're linking to you.
Okay.
Yeah, there's another gentleman that tells me that you must have helped them before they left. Initially, I said to you that there's a gentleman that says that you are still praying for them. And again, I have to say that this is on the father's side of the family. Again, now, there is a gentleman that just wheeled himself in. And I feel that before he left, he would have been in a wheelchair.
Huh. Stepdad.
Okay, there's an L-sounding name, again, that's being linked to this. There's an L-sounding. They're also acknowledging two sisters. Now, let me clarify. I believe one is linking to you, and one is linking to them. That would make an aunt to you, by the way. Do you follow me on that?
Yes, yes, I think so.
Okay. Now, there is the idea of someone removing their ring. And usually that's a symbol for me that it indicates either separation and or divorce. So
I just got a divorce a year ago.
Okay, so they're acknowledging this. They're
mm-hmm.
acknowledging the separation and or divorce.
Right.
Okay. Can I just now say to you, Trent, I hear the music, and that means that's my cue to cut it.
okay.
you need to take some time and deal with the anger that has built up within you. And it's accumulating itself around your heart and your heart chakra and your solar plexus. So work with that energy, would you?
I've been working on it. I've come a long way, but I still have far to go.
Yeah. And be patient, be kind, and be loving towards yourself.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your insight, and I wrote everything down.
Excellent. Good speaking with you, Trent.
Okay, thank you.
You take care.
Okay, thanks, Vincent. And let's let's bring Guy on here. All right, Guy.
Sure, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Hi, Trent. How are you tonight? Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Okay, so I got a message for you from the spirits. Okay, and in fact, they're saying that they're around you, and they're especially attracted by your situation. You're going through a specific situation at this time, and they want to tell you that you're not alone. Okay, and in order for them to pass some messages to you, they would like you to kind of meditate, and that way you'd be able to listen to your heart, because they will be communicating to you through meditation, and that's their way for them to inspire you, because when we are meditating, we are, you know, reaching our inner self, we are vibrating more than usually during the day, and we are more open to listen to their inspiration. So they want to communicate with you that way. And so you'll be able to make better choices in your life, actually. And because you are at a point in your life where you have to, I guess, kind of take some decision or move forward on some situation. And I got a quick message here saying that tell Trent that there is a person who was very close to her who wants to tell her that that person is always with you. Okay, so you might know who that person is, but apparently there was a person very close to you, and that person took the opportunity to came and visit me and write the message. That spirit write the message herself and then that's what I got here. So that person is always with you. Be sure of that. Be sure of that. And there are spirits around you trying to communicate good thoughts to you. Okay, so that's their way to communicate with us. And in order for us to be able to reach them and listen to them, you know, it's just to get quiet and meditate and pray and listen to our heart, because our heart knows what is good for our soul, so we take better decisions in life. Okay? So that's what I got for you.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I understand what you're saying. Perhaps that person's my grandmother. I feel her around me all the time.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, Trent.
Thank you, Trent.
Yep. Have a good evening.
Good night, Trent.
And if I may add, Ms. Trent, off of what Vincent said about the anger part, keep listening to the show. The show will help you in many ways, and many of the guests will help you. So I hope you'll make our fifth year, go into our sixth year, to be here and let the show help you. And it has many people through the years, so that's what we're here for. So
I'm good.
Thanks
great,
for calling
I'm
in.
Here.
Okay,
thank
great.
You so much.
All right, Trent. All right. You know, guys, Miss Trent comes in the chat room, and that's her name. She goes by Miss Trent. So we, like Vincent, that you asked if that was her first name, because
it
sounds like that's her last name. And I'm still trying to get it in my head that Trent's her first name. That's what her parents named her. So.
Right. Yeah. And you know, sometimes people use different names in chat rooms. So,
right. So you don't know who you're dealing with.
When we pronounce their name, when we pronounce their chat name, they know we're talking to them. That's the most important, I guess, right?
That's right.
Got a whole bunch of different names. people use. Some use their real first name, and some go by aliases.
That's right.
A little undercover. But we usually know if people are regulars what their first name ends up being. I kind of like to go by their first name. And say hello. Anyway, if you're just joining us, we're in the part of our fifth-year anniversary show special. So we're having a great time here with our psychic roundtable with Vincent Pace and Guy Isabel, both fellow Canadians. And so anything you guys want to say, or are you ready for the next caller?
Well, Michael, since you're asking... Oh, sorry, Vincent. Yeah,
no,
sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, since you're asking, Michael, I'm taking the opportunity to mention that I did get a couple of sentences on from the spirits on the choices we have in our life that I'd like to read the message I got from them if we have a minute.
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay, so here it goes. Life on Earth is full of beautiful opportunities that are given to you to experiment. Those opportunities are offered to you, and you always have the choice to decide if you want to embrace them. If you have to choose the opportunities that connect with you, those opportunities that can make your consciousness to growth, those that reach your soul will make your heart vibrate to a higher level. You will elevate your vibration level that way.
Right.
Those choices are the right one for you if they reach your soul. So I think that the message here is that when we have choices to make in our life, so if the message or the idea that we have hits our soul and our heart, I think it's a good decision to take it.
Yeah. I would just add to that, you know, when we feel that resonance, you know, that's the intuitive self. That's the part of us that belongs to the soul. It's the intuition telling us this is the path. And I would encourage people, as I'm adding to that message that you received, which is a wonderful message, I would encourage people to engage in the clearing of the clutter, so that they can actually feel that resonance. Because a lot of the times, the ego mind will take over. And
oh, absolutely. I agree with you.
What they assume to be the resonance of the intuitive self or the soul is really not that at all. In order to feel that resonance within the heart, one must be completely open to receive it. And I think then they must follow their heart.
Yeah.
And so to make sure that, you know, in when I teach of this, I tell people there are two voices you're going to hear. One is going to be really loud. The other one is going to be soft and gentle. Listen to that voice. The one that's soft and gentle. That's the resonance of the heart that you speak of.
Yeah. You're right, because the other one is the ego, and ego is, you know, it's not the good one to listen.
No, it will fulfill its own desires. It propagates its own survival. The soul, the resonance of the soul, usually leads us into places where the ego is going to say, "What? You want me to do what?" But the soul knows that by taking those decisions and feeling the resonance of the heart, that it will evolve. It will evolve as a consciousness. It will evolve within love. And it will evolve, as you mentioned, they increase their frequency. An individual has the opportunity to increase their frequency via those choices.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, we are so busy in our daily life that we are, I guess, all running our days on egos, and we don't take the time to sit down, relax, be in a quiet place, and just breathe, meditate, and talk to our soul and talk to our heart, or listen to our soul and listen to our heart. So we have to do that. You know, it's very restful to do that, and we discover ourselves, and it's a way for us to discover who we are really, in fact.
Right.
That's beautiful.
That's so true, you know, in the many readings that I do, people get a little confused with what it means to meditate, and I really make it simple and basic for them. I basically mention those in the spirit world who work through me. Basically mention that, you know, meditation is focused intent, but firstly, and then secondly, go for a walk, and just say something to yourself as a mantra, and now you're meditating. You're focusing your mind. You're quieting your mind. And you might feel an immense amount of peace. And the other thing is, honor what you really enjoy doing. That in itself can be a meditation. In other words, for me, I'm a musician, I'm a composer. And you see, so attunement to my gift brings a lot of joy to me. A lot of immense peace. Harmony.
I'm sure it does. Yeah.
So
absolutely.
My wife's a chef. I'm a lucky guy. My wife's a chef. So she's in the kitchen as she's cooking and she's doing what she loves to do. She's connecting to her gifts. She's meditating as she's doing this. Now she can feel the resonance of her heart
Absolutely. It's a matter of feeling. You're absolutely right, Vincent. It's a matter of feeling. What I used to say, very, very simple, you know, when you practice meditation and you start breathing,
right?
Just a simple thing saying that, feel the feeling of the breathing. Feel the rest of it. You know, when you exhale air, you feel the relief. So you feel the feeling of your breathing. And that's very, very peaceful. Very, very peaceful. If you're having a hard time to sleep at night, you can start that, and you're going to fall asleep very, very quickly.
Yes, and that's a great point, because I often suggest to people that deep breathing is vital. It actually releases a chemical within the brain that tells the body to just relax, because when you're breathing, think of this: when you breathe, you are not in the state of fight or flight. Anxiety means you stop breathing, like you're holding your breath. That's anxiety. Anxiety is fight or flight, meaning we are afraid that we are going to die.
That's scary.
That's right. But when
you're
we
right,
breathe and we breathe deeply, as you're indicating, the body knows, okay, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a very harmonious place. It's peaceful. We can relax.
Enjoy. Exactly.
Right.
Enjoy. Sit down and enjoy. Right.
That's correct.
I like that too. Yeah.
That's correct. Deep breathe. It's vital.
Yeah, it is.
Great stuff. You guys really bounce things off each other really well. You guys are pretty well synchronized.
Well, that's the spirit world, Michael.
That's exactly what it is, Michael, you know. Very honest.
Spirit
very,
world
very,
guided me.
Very true.
Who to maybe bring on for the anniversary. There it is in action, right?
Well, and as I always tell people in my lectures and when I do readings and when I teach my classes, when you do surrender to the spirit world, and that's a big word for people, surrender. When you surrender to the spirit world, you will witness amazing, wonderful things. It's a challenge to surrender. Don't get me wrong. But when you do, you will witness, and that's the key word, witness, amazing and wonderful things. That means that it's the spirit and the spirit world who organizes. We witness. Surrender.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, one thing, and we will get back to the callers, and then, like I said, to the callers lining up, if any of you guys, we'll have time to take a couple more to speak to both. If any of you guys want to donate to the show, you can be the next caller up. You can be guaranteed to get in, because we only have time for probably just a couple more, because at 9 o'clock, well, that's Central Time, 10 o'clock Eastern, we'll have another show. A different show with my friend Jenny Davis Satori in the chat room, and Dionysus. So anyway, if you want to do that, you can go to the website journeyintothelight.org, click on the PayPal button, journeyintothelight.org, click on the PayPal button. There you go. Two quick things for you guys to throw out there. And let me just get them out first, then you guys can, if you would, comment on them. One is two totally opposite things, but Vincent's used to that. one is to Kimberly in the chat room. I want to say, when you say you want to wish, you wish you had a near-death experience. One of my very first shows I had was with Daniel Brinkley, with a very famous near-death experiencer, and he said, it's funny how people wish they had near-death experiences, and he said, you don't know what you're wishing for, because generally when people have near-death experiences, like him, when he was struck by lightning, when he got back in his body and he had to go through all the pain and the disformed part of his body, he said, this is nothing you want to wish for. Okay. Yeah. Number two, I want to ask you guys, when this is a question from me. When you say, in the last time you guys were talking here just now, about being humble and all those great attributes that go with that, I wonder if this is me just being humble, and this is what it is. A lot of times in my shows, people will be so nice and tell me, you know, what a great job I've done doing this show over, you know, the 5 years and doing the light work and doing God's work and helping people. And you're doing something special. And I tell them, you know, thank you. You know, it's very nice you say that, but I don't feel I'm doing anything special. I don't feel I'm doing anything extraordinary. Am I missing something here? Is that just being humble? What's your thoughts on that? Why am I reacting that way?
Yeah, if I might just say, that's, you are reflecting the exact same thing as this concept that I just mentioned. You are surrendering to the Spirit, and the Spirit works through you. So you know that in your estimation, it may not be much. But the Spirit knows as it works through you that you are touching many people, and that's the intent. So the Spirit will allow you to continue to believe what you're going to believe, because that means your ego's not getting in the way. So you are necessarily, you know, surrendering to what the Spirit wishes of you. And I oftentimes tell people, you open a door for an individual, you are doing God's work. You say something nice, you are doing God's work. It doesn't have to be this big grandeur thing in the lights in order for you to say, I am God's servant. I'm a light worker. Hogwash. You can be the light in every breath and in every moment just by being kind, just by being gentle. So the Spirit works through you. Now, to touch on what the individual mentioned about past life or the near-death
experience. Yeah, wishing.
Uh-huh. I would encourage them to focus on living and breathing. It's great to have a fascination of the other world, and there is a way you can cultivate this, meaning study mediumship, study how to feel, sense, and hear those from the spirit world, and they will tell you exactly how their world is. But to have an experience of removal from your own physical body, that may not be the Spirit's plan for you. That would be, respectfully to the individual, I would say that would be your ego.
I agree, yeah. Vincent. In regards to humbleness, well, I had, well, the spirits and I, in some writing session, we had that discussion at one point, and they came to a conclusion, and they gave me that message saying that humility is the strongest marker of consciousness evolution. Okay?
Yeah. That's
because, it summarized everything. You know, it's the strongest marker for your consciousness evolution. So if you can reach that, you know, that state in your development where you become a very, very humble person, it's because you evolved a lot. A lot. Because you're answering God's plan. You're answering to those spirits that are around you, good spirits that are around you, and that want you to help other. Not helping other for your own stars, you see what I mean?
Yeah,
not for
totally.
You to get stars, but, you know, very, very genuinely,
right.
You are open to others, and you want to help them. And regarding near-death experience, I had the chance to experience, not near-death, not NDE, but I experienced OBE several times, and that was not scary at all for me. I knew what was going on, and I saw myself sleeping in my bed. I was, you know, in this kind of my soul, just my consciousness get out of my body, and I was looking at my body, and I was, you know, looking at it, and I had kind of a lot of respect for my body. Because I was telling myself, that body is my vehicle. I have to take care of it. And that allowed me to realize that we survived. That was kind of a proof, even though I'm doing writings here and all those nice messages and nice letters that I'm writing here on a piece of paper are very good proof also. But I experienced myself getting out of my body. I experienced myself survival of the soul, which was absolutely wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
I was walking through the door and, you know, there was no obstacle at all.
No,
that was
right.
Just wonderful, peaceful, and a lot of, you know, respect for life after that. So that was my experience.
And I wonder...
And as you said,
Vincent,
yes,
yeah.
If we are not... Because we, between incarnations, I was told that we are prepared to do a lot of things in the incarnation that we're going to be experiencing.
That's right.
And they're saying also that we choose what we're going to do, okay, what kind of experiences we're going to be going through.
Totally.
And the abilities that we are going to have, we would have chosen those abilities before. You know, those are good doctors, good musicians, good...
That's right.
You know... Good, any kind of professions, we have talent everywhere, and those talents were kind of chosen before, and it's just a matter of choices before incarnation, what you want to experience in this life, what you want to learn, and going through all those experiences, the big goal, the ultimate goal is to find and discover yourself as you being love. And you have to express that love with others. So those were the messages I was getting from the spiritual world. That was just so nice, so beautiful.
Wonderful. And, you know, to touch on, you know, as you were talking about humility, I think today we have a perfect example of that in Pope Francis. And we have another perfect example in the Dalai Lama.
I agree.
They're completely, they are full of laughter. Think of the similarity. They're just... so humble. And, you know, this current pope, for instance, didn't want the pomp and circumstance. You know, he walks to where he needs to go, and, you know, he's going to go to his own little private room, not in the big mansion. And you know, he's always laughing. And think of
didn't you see the Easter message? For the very first time on Palm Sunday, he went away from the text, I mean, from the written message of the homily, and I love that, because I love, being Catholic, I hate when they go up there, archbishop or priest, and they read the text. Like, how can you feel the spirit when you're reading? Like, throw that away and just speak to us from the heart, you know?
and that's profoundly true.
Yes.
I agree.
And the other thing that you had mentioned is, you know, I think people have a challenge understanding that the soul is the mastermind of your entire experience.
Yes, and I totally
teach this, and I share this with people in all that I do, that if you are in tune with your soul, then you are in tune with the great mastermind of your entire existence. And that's where the spirit lives, mostly. And then you're in touch with the spirit within you. And if you do this, then it is one goal, and that goal is to give and share love, as you mentioned.
And
once you align, then you'll understand the experiences that you had. And then you won't be so hard to say, God, you did this to me, or did that, and why did you do that to me? And, you know, as humans, we have a lot of drama, right?
We do a lot, absolutely, yes.
But if we connect to our soul and we feel that love, we know that it's the soul that has created this experience so that it can evolve.
Yeah.
So that it can feel more light, more love, and, you know.
It I agree with you.
Me. Yeah, one last thing I'll say on that. It astounds me when I share with people that if you believe that Christ was a man, if you believe that Jesus was a man, you must also believe that he was, and he had a soul. If he had a soul, then the same law of the universe must apply to him, meaning that he would have chosen his experience of death, of resurrection, of teaching, of being ostracized, of all of this. He would have chosen that. The idea that I convey mostly is, if he's chosen this, then he is feeling the spirit. He acknowledges the soul. He acknowledges all that he is meant to witness here in the physical. And the human part will interfere all the time.
You know, in
the Christ story, when he is praying and saying, can you remove this cup from me? Can you take this cup away from me? But in this moment, the soul recognizes that it must drink from the cup in order to evolve. In order to evolve, in order to feel the spirit, be with the spirit. He called the spirit Father, right?
That's great.
Okay. Alrighty, guys.
So anyway, we
gotta
can go on and on.
Great. Yeah. We got to get back to the callers, but great stuff there. You know, it gives me a lot to think about. You guys are so well mixed, you know. Really, really work good together.
Thank you, Aaron.
I know I've done many roundtables, and if you don't get the energies right, oh, what a disaster of a show you have.
can be.
Yeah, that's right.
And this is really great stuff. Think about doing this more often in the future. Maybe once a month
or something like that.
Yeah,
sounds good.
We'll work on that. Okay, let's bring on our next caller here, folks. Remember, in the top of the hour, the party continues. Jenny Davis will be here, Satori in the chat room, and Dionysus. Both of them very instrumental in my shows in the early years and not so long ago. and I just want to recognize that. You know, you always want to recognize, how this show got here. It wasn't all me by any means. So many people that have, you know, come through this show. And we're going to talk a lot more about that and reminisce and all that in the next hour. So I hope you all will hang with us here as the show and the party continues. Thanks for being here. Let's bring in one of the people that has been with this show pretty much since the start, and that's amazing. This is our good friend from the Toronto area, another Canadian. This is Diane from Canada, I believe. Diane, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Michael.
Hey,
Diane, how are you?
I don't see you in the chat room, but I guess your internet's out.
No, I yeah, my internet is down. We had a blackout last night, and everything's down. So I was like, oh, no. Right on the 5th anniversary, right? I'm like, one of those divine interventions, right?
Yeah, what's up with that? What's the message there, guys?
I'm waiting.
Are
I'm waiting.
Don't
you want
to hear me? Hear the show?
He works in mysterious ways, eh?
Sure does.
Anyway, I just wanted to say thank
this
you for the
week.
5 years, Michael. This is very holy, yes, yes.
Yes,
so,
Holy
yeah.
Week.
You're right, it is Holy Week.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's Holy Thursday and Good Friday. I'm going to be in church.
Good Friday, you're right,
Darn right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, yeah. Diane. We digress
okay.
a little.
Okay, I'm not sure. Well, any messages from Spirit, but also, like, actually what Vincent was saying earlier, and you were discussing, out of the blue, I've had several people from my family who I haven't talked to in a number of years contact me very positively, you know, but they're sort of the outsiders on Facebook. I just wondered if there's something going on that I don't know about, you know, from Spirit, or other than that, you know, just any messages I needed to know.
Sure. Okay, so I can jump in with that for you initially. Basically, I would attribute that to if you can understand that. Of course, we're magnets, and our electromagnetic field, we call that our aura, and our aura will bring to us a reflection of our inner thoughts, a reflection of our inner mind, of where our soul has gone to. So if people within your family are calling you, it's because you've probably done some major inner work to allow for this interaction. Mm-hmm. And this is really the universe saying to you, kudos, good for you, glad you did this.
Mm-hmm.
Here, look, this is the result. And so, there's an E-sounding name that I need to acknowledge. Sorry, I was interrupted. There's an E-sounding name that I need to acknowledge, and there's also an H-sounding name that links to this information. There's a birthday coming up they're mentioning as well, Diane. There's a birthday. There's a birthday that just passed they're also mentioning. And I also... It's an H sounding. It's either Harold or Harry or Har, but that's what it sounds like to me. Yeah, that sound to the name, or Henry. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the two would be synonymous, meaning Harold or Henry, Harry rather. But that's the name I need to acknowledge. There's a significance in the month of February that is being shown to me, also.
Okay.
Yeah, right. And I also feel like. There's a gentleman pointing to his the throat area.
Okay.
I feel as if there's a lot of constriction here in the throat area, and I'm traveling down into my lungs as well, and I feel as if they're mentioning either that their mind is going away before they go. And I feel I'm having a challenge recognizing people. I also feel arthritis in my hands. And I also feel like I need to acknowledge two things. I need to acknowledge a sister energy to you. There's got to be either a sister energy to you, sister energy that they want to acknowledge. Now, this can either be a sister or sister-in-law, but I need to acknowledge that. And I need to also acknowledge a birthday in the month of March. I don't know if I've already said that, but it's got to be a birthday in the month of March.
Right, yeah.
And I feel like someone is telling me that it's either their hip got replaced, their hip or their knee got replaced. So
That was an also my best friend did too, yeah.
Okay, so I want to acknowledge the hip and or the knee that got replaced. Okay. There is also the name Mary that I need to acknowledge. My goodness, lots of Marys. So I need to acknowledge the name Mary as well that
right.
links to you. There is someone that is linking to you, to not to you, but to your mom.
Okay.
And I feel like that's a sister to your mom.
Right, yeah.
To your mom that
right.
I need to acknowledge.
To my mom, yeah.
There's
right,
a gentleman
okay.
telling me that he would have worked hard on a farm as well. Because I feel like there's a whole bunch
yeah.
of farmland, and he's working this land. He's on your mom's side of the family, by the way. On the mom's side.
Oh, yeah. I've had a couple of uncles like that and grandfather on her side.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, I want to acknowledge the idea of working on a farm and working hard. That's the idea they wish to convey. Hard.
Wow.
Now, I also feel like there's a J-sounding or G, J or G-sounding name. And it sounded like Gerald, or Gerald. I don't know if it's a G or a J, but that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Gerald.
Okay.
That I
Gerald.
Need to acknowledge.
Okay.
There's also a Wally or Wally, or a Walter.
Oh.
A Walter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's
right.
there's a gentleman telling me also that they definitely would have passed of a heart attack. They're
right.
pointing to their heart, and
yeah.
they tell me they're placing themselves on your father's side. They would have had two heart attacks
mm-hmm.
before they left. Two heart attacks, and then they leave. That's what they're telling me.
Oh, that I was feeling that would have been my friend's father. Like, he was like a father to me.
Okay.
He had the couple heart attacks and the stroke, yeah.
Okay,
so.
and then he goes into the spirit world. I also need
yeah.
to acknowledge there's a gentleman saying to me, this feels like a father energy, but he wants to indicate mm-hmm. that everything that is going to go to people is in the will. That's what he says. Everything that is going to go to people is in the will. He's got
okay.
one name on the top over there, by the way. In other
one
words,
name
I see,
on the top. Okay.
Yeah, I see a will mm-hmm. and testament before me, and he's showing me one
okay.
name. One name as an executor. Mm-hmm. I don't see who it is. I'm sorry. Can't tell you that.
I'm going to find out on Good Friday.
Oh, okay. That's probably why he's
yeah,
bringing it up.
That's
yeah.
one of the kids that contacted me that, you know, he said he's got something like that he wants to discuss, and I sort of pictured it already. Okay. Sorry,
yeah.
Yeah.
So that's probably why he's bringing it up. Again, there's the name Harry or Harold, and it's not going away. Harold. Harry or Harold. I feel a very strong pull to England as well with this name.
Right.
And I don't mean the prince.
Right. Yeah, no. Like, I'm trying to think of, you know, what relatives. Like, on my father's side, they were all English.
This is on the father's side.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, it's on the father's
yeah.
side. And I'm being pulled
Unless
up.
Unless it was a few generations back. Mm-hmm.
There's also a link to, okay, Southamptons. And I'm being pulled to England.
Oh. Right, yeah. Okay.
There's an Elizabeth too, by the way.
Oh, Elizabeth, yeah, that was his sister, you know, my father's sister,
okay.
Elizabeth, yeah.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
All righty.
Okay, talk to you later.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks, Vincent. Let's see here what Guy has.
Yes, good evening, Diane. How are you today?
Oh, I'm pretty good, Guy. Thank you. How are you?
Good, I'm fine, thank you very much, too. Yeah, here it is, I got something for you, and first of all, it starts like that. Tell Diane that she has a beautiful soul. She is a very generous person, and she has a lot of love to share with others around her, okay? And you will be part of an activity that will allow you to be recognized by a person who would want to get to know you better. You could be confident in that person, you know, have confidence toward that person, because okay. that person will have the same values as yours, okay? And you will always be in the position to count on that person, okay? They're saying also that you will be or could be happy. And they're saying also tell her that she is blessed by God. And the spiritual world is saying thank you to you for the good work that you do around yours, around you. Okay, so that's the message I got for you, Diane, tonight.
That was beautiful. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You too. Have a good night. Bye-bye. All right.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye. Thank you,
Michael,
and happy anniversary.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry you had the blackout and couldn't get in the chat, but everybody is saying hello from you to you from the chat room. Tom is here and Jenny is here, so I know you'll be listening. So.
Hey, guys. Yes, thank you. Thanks a lot. My family.
Yes.
Thank you.
You are family. For sure.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Right. Well, thanks for being part of the show 5 years and being a dear friend of mine. And you know, we all love you. So, okay. She just dropped off there. Phone must have died. So, let's go. And we'll have time for one more call. But before we do that, I want to give opportunity for you guys to give out your contact information to everybody.
You go ahead, Guy. I went first last time.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Vince. Yeah. So I can be reached on my website at www.GisabelleSpiritualMedium.com. And Gisabelle, I'll spell it G-I-S-A-B-E-L, SpiritualMedium.com. On Facebook, I can be reached on Facebook too, and Twitter, and I am also part of the Best American Psychics with Chip Parker, where you can find me there too, on that site.
All right, and Vincent Pace, you can reach us at www.onelightguidesall-vpace.com. And on the homepage, you'll find the Facebook badge as well as the Twitter badge. And go like us and go follow us on either, respectively. And I forgot to mention earlier, you can also reach us at vincentpacemusicproductions.com. And that's where, of course, you will find all the original music as well as original compositions for meditation. So once again, www.onelightguidesall-vpace.com. as well as vincentpacemusicproductions.com. And there we go.
Okay, and just a reminder to everybody who's listening, just so you know, both my guests on tonight can be heard regularly each week. Vincent is here on Wednesdays, as you guys know, Wednesdays with Vincent, we've made kind of known. And Guy is with me on Sunday night show, so you can hear them by themselves and call in for readings on those days. Tell your friends, and they have a lot of shows in archives that you would really enjoy listening to also. So there you go. We have time for just one more caller, so we're going to go with a Journey of Light passer, which is great. If you want to be a Journey of Light, have a Journey of Light pass, just let me know. We'll tell you how you can get that done. Area code 862. This is another guy in the chat room. Welcome, Haseen.
Das is not a guy. That's okay.
Oh. What's your first name now?
Jackie, that's my alias. That's my online name. It's not even an alias. It's just my name.
Okay, your first name is what?
Jackie.
Your first name is Jackie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And you use Haseen. Okay.
Hadassah.
That's really an alias.
Hadassah.
Yeah.
Hadassah.
Yes.
Okay, silly me for saying that wrong.
Okay.
Where's Jenny when I need her? I'm sorry.
Everyone gets it wrong.
Everyone gets it wrong. Like,
yeah.
I guess I was the only person who saw the story of Esther. It's okay.
Okay, Jackie. That's much easier. Your question is?
I just want to see if there's anything from the other side. Any messages that I need to know?
Sure. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Mr. Pace. How are you?
I'm well. I can't believe I got in
to speak to you. I've been trying to catch you for weeks now.
I'm glad we can speak. I haven't heard Mr. Pace in a long time since I've been out of teaching for almost a decade. Some of the students used to call me that. there's a gentleman that I need to acknowledge right away, and he tells me that he's been trying to speak with you, and he's been more or less giving you signals that he wants to have a good chat with you. That's how he puts it. And I feel like before he left, he's a gentle man, and I feel like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, he's highlighting either 6 children or 6 grandchildren. And he also makes me feel like there was a lot of trouble with his right foot and or leg, and this has to do with arthritis. And he also indicates he's currently moving things in your house. He's moving little items, and I feel as if he specifically speaks of jewelry that he's kind of moving in either on a dresser or wherever you keep your jewelry. He's making me feel that he's moving the jewelry. He's also bowing as he's praying. And I feel as if he wants to acknowledge this. He's bowing as he prays. He's bowing as he's praying.
Okay.
And I also feel like he says that he's got his brother there as well. This feels very much like a father, and I feel as if an uncle, father and uncle. And I want to acknowledge this.
Yes.
I also need to acknowledge there's a J-sounding name, and I can't hear what the name is, but there is a J-sounding name. It's like a hard J. It's a J. I don't hear the name, but it was just said too quickly. I can recognize the J-sounding name, though, and I want to acknowledge that. They're referencing your second child, either your second child or that you are the second child, but they're referencing this idea as well.
Okay. And what they're saying about that.
Okay. And I feel as if, before I go there, I also feel as if I've got a bracelet that I want to acknowledge. A bracelet. Before I go there, before I answer your question, this gentleman makes me feel that someone must have the bracelet. There's a birthday in the month of May, too, that they're acknowledging. But the bracelet, that's so significant to this gentleman.
I have my father's bracelet.
Okay, so that's what the big deal is. Okay, that's what he's talking about then. I also feel like something is in my casket on my right side. So whenever his service was or his passing and the ceremony of and for his passing, he's highlighting what was placed on the right side.
His watch. I put his watch on his hand. I don't know if
it was placed
on his right side. I can't remember, but I know.
Okay. I feel as if he's pointing to that place. But there's got to be something else here, too. And it feels as if there's another item here. And again, he's pointing to this place. He tells me also that it was very difficult for him to breathe before he left. and I feel several things. First, he's wanting to thank you for prayers and intents you are still sending his way.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you for this. And I also want to thank you for either a prayer vigil before I left or just after I left, this sort of thing. That's what he's acknowledging.
Okay.
Yeah, he wants to acknowledge a brother energy too, by the way. And I feel like this brother is to you. I want to acknowledge that. I don't know. You said
my brother.
Sorry?
I'm having problems with my brother.
Yeah, but he's still acknowledging him. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Now I don't know how you pronounced it, but I hear like a Hassan or Hassan or Hassan, Hassan, something of this nature. That's what I'm hearing. And it's being repeated to me over and over and over again. There must be some other significance to that name that is being acknowledged. Speaking of names, I feel as if I want to acknowledge your second name. Now, typically, I would say that, you know, it's a first name, second name, and then the last name. But that's not the reference here. The reference is the second name as the last name. So that must mean that there are individuals that are linking to that name that are not biologically linked to you. Do you understand what I mean?
My father used to call me Annie.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
Okay. So you must have either a spouse's last name or... Yeah,
all
that's
right.
What it sounds like.
Okay, I can't just... Okay, we have to hold it there because we're just running just out of time. I got to get Guy's comments in here. Okay,
nice
Guy, go ahead.
Oh,
yes.
God.
Sorry.
Hi, Jackie. Yes, I got something for you. Here's the message I got from the spiritual world. They're saying, tell Jackie that she will have a change in her life. You could get a job that will allow you to be very happy, and that will also allow you to meet a lot of people, several people, and also that you have a beautiful ability to connect with people that are around you. And you will be able to realize beautiful things around you. And those things will allow you to get to know a person, and that person will allow you to be very happy. Tell Jackie also to be confident in herself, in life, because life will allow her to be very happy. You will also realize all your potential, okay? And tell Jackie also that she is loved by the spiritual world. They're saying to stay confident in life because a lot of beautiful things are on its way and are there for you to come. Okay, and yeah, so that's the message I got for you.
Okay,
Thank you. All
the time we got. Thank you for your call. Hope that
Thank
has helped.
You.
I got less than 15.
Thank you very
again.
Much,
Jackie. Have a good evening.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thank
you so much. All right, guys, thank you so much. I got 10 seconds left, literally, if that. And thank you so much. It was wonderful.
I want to do it again.
Great. It's
good
been great. I'd really enjoyed it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
I did as well. Good night.
We're out of time. Thank you, everybody else. So we got one more show coming up. Join me and Jenny and hopefully Dionysus here on the next show. Everybody click on the next show, please, and we'll see you over there.